Meanwhile, in New South Wales, hospitals are under increasing pressure, as we know, as they seek to free up beds for COVID patients. Now there are reports this morning that a critical youth mental health ward at a major Sydney hospital will be closed to make room for COVID treatment. Professor Elizabeth Scott is a psychiatrist with St Vincent's Hospital. She says young patients will be sent home from this ward by the end of this week. Elizabeth Scott, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Hi, Kat. Hi, Fran.
New South Wales, and in fact much of the country, is in the midst of a youth mental health crisis. We know that as a result of this pandemic. Hundreds of children and teenagers are presenting to emergency departments with self-harm, anxiety, suicidal ideation. Why are the patients in this psychiatric ward at St Vincent's Hospital being sent home?
That is a very good question, Fran. We already know that rates of mental health disorders, as you've highlighted, have been increasing. This was occurring prior to the COVID epidemic, and obviously COVID has made this worse. So what we've seen is increased rates of calls to health lines and suicide hotlines. We've seen increased rates of presentations to emergency departments with suicidal thoughts and behaviours. So just recently, New South Wales have presented their statistics about demonstrating a 47% increase in rate of presentations to emergency departments for young people with suicidal thoughts and behaviours since 2019. Predominantly, this affects young women, and of concern, many of these young people have been presenting to St Vincent's Hospital. So St Vincent's has shown the highest increase in rates of presentation for young people in the 18 to 24 age group. Most of those have been young women. So obviously closing the young adult mental health unit at St Vincent's is extremely worrying and concerning. And I think it demonstrates that despite the fact that we are aware that there's this surge of mental health presentations, that there is a crisis in mental health services, that mental health, again, and young people's mental health has really been given a low priority, that there's been a sense that their needs are not as great as some other people within the population.
You're a former director of this ward we're talking about. It's called U-Space at St Vincent's. Tell us about the care that the people at U-Space received. How many patients at a time, and what kind of patient in particular?
So this is a 20-bed unit, and it was set up as one of the first private youth mental health units within the country that catered to young people from the ages of 16 up to 30, but really between the 16 and 25 age range, where we mm-hmm. knew that there was a great need for services at that age range. These were young people that couldn't access care in other places, and particularly in the public sector. We developed expertise at St Vincent's in really looking after very complex cases. St Vincent's has great capacity on the campus in immunology and neurology. So we've been able to take care of people with very complex mood disorders or psychotic disorders, often with underlying medical conditions, with the types of autoimmune or subacute encephalitis that we're increasingly seeing because of the COVID outbreak and long COVID syndromes. So St Vincent's has developed a capacity to take care of young people with very complex disorders, with really life-threatening disorders. And we see people from all over the country, from not only from New South Wales, not only from the Sydney Basin, but from rural and regional areas, from other states within Australia. And there really
because it's a rare capacity.
That's right. We've developed a specialisation on the campus.
And typically how long would young people stay in U-Space?
So typically they'd stay for about 3 weeks. Often they need a very complex assessment, so that takes, you know, some time, and it often requires very careful multidisciplinary assessment, and then the institution of a treatment intervention, and we offer a very intensive treatment program. Not something that can be mirrored within the community. We really don't have the community intensive multidisciplinary teams that can provide this type of care to young people.
Do you have anything close? Because the statement from the spokesperson for the hospital in The Guardian was that, quote, over the past year, U-Space has developed comprehensive virtual care programs to be able to manage appropriate patients remotely within the community. Where a patient is not appropriate for such care, they will be referred to another service in consultation with their treating care team. So is that, you know, as safe as that sounds and as available as that sounds?
So unfortunately, this is true for all mental health services. We cannot meet the demands within the community. So, and we have always run long waiting lists at U-Space. The type of virtual care that we can provide is nowhere near the intensive care that people could get when they come into hospital. So, and it's nowhere near the virtual care that COVID patients are now getting in their home with the daily close medical supervision and care. We're nowhere near the capacity to be able to provide that. So we have developed telehealth capacity. There's capacity to provide day program interventions, but those are really for kind of, you know, low intensity interventions. They are not the high intensity interventions that people, young people with life-threatening conditions, with suicidal thoughts or behaviors, severe or complex disorders, severe or complex eating disorders, for instance, need and can obtain within a hospital setting.
Okay, so you can understand, Elizabeth, why the hospital wants these beds. As the hospital spokesperson said, the U-Space layout is the best available accommodation for COVID. It's single rooms, as I understand it, with private bathrooms, so it's sort of perfect. But what will happen to these young people who are, told to leave by the end of the week, sent home? What's your concern for them? How are they going to cope?
I am confident that the hospital will actually provide the care and the follow-up care that these young people need, or will be working really hard to make sure that those young people get cared for by their usual services or their usual clinicians within the community. So I feel confident that the hospital will take that very seriously. They will provide care. I will be doing that for my patients. What worries me is young people who are on the waiting list, waiting to come into hospital, or having difficulty accessing care. And also that we're not providing this structured and planned statewide services or strategy to look at the needs of young people with mental health disorders in our community. So I think what it reflects is that we're responding in a very ad hoc way and reactive way to the mental health crisis in the community without the structured and planned public-private cooperation that we see with the COVID response.
In this sense, though, I mean, this COVID response is an ad hoc response to a pandemic and a surge we know is coming, and the hospitals have preparing. Did U-Space know it was likely to be commandeered when the hospital had to gear up for the surge of COVID patients that, as I say, we knew would come?
So I think last year there was significant discussion about that when there was we didn't really know what was going to happen and there was a plan in place. I think this year we haven't seen the same structured planning that occurred with the same communication and consultation across the sector to really understand how to deal with the mental health crisis. We now have an escalating mental health crisis that we didn't have last year when this started. We now have to respond to the mental health needs of people in the community in addition to the requirements to manage COVID patients. Otherwise, we will see more fatalities occur. And I think that is the difference this year. We haven't had the change to the plan that takes into account the surge in mental health presentations and the need to provide a range of treatments, including hospital-based treatments or intensive community-based treatments for young people with mental health disorders in the community. And I think that's what's been lacking. It is an opportunity, Fran. It is an opportunity where we see the public-private cooperation that's occurred with COVID to say, well, how can we do better with mental health services to treat complex conditions, to treat eating disorders, where a lot of the capacity is locked up in one sector, in the private sector. We could work better to make sure that all people get access to this type of specialised care that they and their families need in the community. So it's an opportunity.
That sounds like a great vision for the future, Elizabeth. Thanks very much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thanks for the opportunity, Fran.
Professor Elizabeth Scott is a former U-Space director. She's a psychiatrist, Hospital Association and at St Vincent's. And if this story has raised any issues for you, and I'm sure it has for some of you because I'm getting some of your messages now, you can contact Lifeline Australia on 131114. That's 13 11 14.